Shus Avimari. Next couple of weeks, learning the Sig of Oil. We have a Mishnah on Daf Lamed Tesim on Daf Ayin Gimel Malk being done the Lamed Tesim Lachas. The 34th and the 35th Lacha is a Lacha of Baina and Tzayser, building and destroying. Kamal Rambam in Perek Yod. He says, what is the toldo of the idea of Baina? He says, making all Kvua or all Kva to nichel together of the toldo of Baina. That means that Av is Baina and the toldo is an oil. That's the Mishabuah starts off with called an Aleph. The Av is Baina and the toldo is oil. So Avi's question now is, why is one Av and one the toldo? That means, for example, you build a house and you put on the roof. So you have a house with the roof. So that building the roof is an Av or is that a toldo? What defines, why should it be the toldo for? That's Mamish Baina. What defines Av, what defines a toldo over here? So there are different Mahalchim among the Achreinim. There's the Evna Ozel, versus Zalman in Perek Yod. And we want to explain Pshan the Rambam, that he points out that in the Rambam he writes there are two different toldos. Betzim he writes five toldos. Three of them are toldos negate the bin and bekelim, and two of them are not negate the kelim. One's megabain, and one's oil. Oil means, again, making an idea of a tent. One's megabain, the idea of making cheese. So the question is, why is cheese and a tent a toldo? And why is boina the av? He says, Betzim, the idea of making cheese, the words of Rambam Perek Zayin is, you take milk, you turn to cheese, mekabetz chelik el chelik, v'dabek akol, atshat guv echod, that's doing the dominion. You take different things, you put them together, connecting things, like one brick on top of the other brick with cement, that's nichel neged of a toldo. So one aspect of a toldo, doing mit av, you put things together. Now, by cheese, that's something that you do not dwell inside. A house has a second aspect, it's also something you dwell inside of it. It's an oil, it's protection. It's something that you live inside. So we have two things together. Number one, the person that dwells inside of it, something that you live inside. And number two, your mekabes chelik al chelik, put things together, that's the av. However, when you have only one without the other, for example, you take an aura, a piece of leather, you put it over you. That's only a case of what? Something you dwell inside, but not mekabes chelik al chelik. Or if I carrot, cheese, something that you become is chelik al chelik, but it's not something you dwell inside, that's a toldo. That means your slate of a toldo is when you have part doing to the binyan, but then you have two things over here. Again, when you have that, the set of oil together, become is chelik al chelik, that's the av. One without the other, that's nichel neged of a case of a toldo. That means protection and putting things together is the av. However, or by itself is only protection. Become is chelik al chelik is only the idea of putting things together, that's the toldo. The stipend who quotes over this Mahaloch in Simon Lamed Zayin, he says, if so, you have a hole in the ground, you dig out the dirt, you make a cave, a ma'ara. What? That's not the Av? You're not mekabes chelik al chelik? Because it's only you made a dwelling place, that'll only be a case of a toldo. Doesn't not like this Mahaloch. So where the stipend, he wants to go, and bets before him the Torah Sol Mishnayis, he wants to tie that something's mechuber to the karko. That's the Av. Masha'en came, things that are not. All the Gemara's cases of Kisei Traskel, the Kisei Aslo, the case of a umbrella discuss, Kila, Mito, all things not Mechumah de Karka, that's under the category of what you call an oil. And that's it, we had Kamat the same idea in Aloch and Simon Shin Yadal Tzif Aleph. The Aloch over there, Mechab brings down, there's no bin of Estiru B'Kalim. Says Jarmo, brings down Pidiran. However, if it's Machzik Mem So, Maisa had to get of Kain to be Machmer. Why be machmer by mem sol? Mice is a kli. Says the Mishabur, Bashem Losh Liran, why havele ko oil? Oil. Now you're making it kli over here, no one is having any protection over here. There's nothing you're dwelling inside. You make this massive kli, this big barrel, it's calling it oil. Why it sounds like the deal like the Tverus Yisrael, like the stipler, something that's not mechuba de karko has the sense of oil. The klom gdom like oil. Things that are part and parcel of the karko. That's Baino. Memsa has a chshivas like karko. Oil has a chshivas like karko. But the Losha of the Mishabruah and the Magavam and the Tosha Shabbos, Eilu Shabbos, all over there, Api they ran the Oizruah, they call it oil. Have like oil. We did not learn oil yet, so you call it as a get of karko. Oil is the ricer, and Baino is the ricer. Oil is called the Baino. But as a get of oil. to all the Malchim, they bring down the Bnei Yeshua and Sukkot after Zayin. What's the difference between oil and Baina? He wants to say Baina is a very long time, and oil is a shorter time. Or he wants to say Baina is a case of Mechitzos, and oil is something that's a top, like a case of a Gag. Well, in different Malchim, what the Chilk over here is, nice that some of them brought down the Dirsh at the beginning over here, the Simon over here. Well, nice, we have two different things over here. We have the Sukkot of Baina, we have the Sukkot of oil. That's another Sukkot come along with saying Sif Aleph, the third thing, was something called Mechitzos. That means now we have to find really three things. What is Baina? What's oil? What's Mechitzos Lalocha? And compare the three. Now in all three of them, you have to really declare the Lalocha. What's the Sugya by Kva? Or Keva? What's the Sugya by Arai? And what's the Sugya by Tosefes? Like three levels over here. So first, Binyan. Binyan, what's Lalocha by Binyan Kva? Avad, that's a case of Deraiso. Yimon Beyo, Daflam Bey says, Binyan Kva Osot Binatoro. That's clear. Binyan Arai, the Gemara's case in Be'ed Aflam Be'ez, which we saw again back 2 years ago, when he made case of a Beis Akise, put rocks around, you want to do it on Shabbos, the Gemara says, wrote down my Toysh, Daf Kuv Chof Hei, Be'etzim it should be Osir, but it's covered up B'ez, L'maitzet Smoter, without covered B'ez, it's Osir. So the Gemara says, Binyan Arai, why is Arai very flimsy, you can push it away, not made via Kriyas, but why is Osir? Gemara says, Binyan Arai is Exerio Otukva. So Kva is Deraiso by Binyan, Arai is Drabonim by Binyan. What's Tosefes Binyan Arai? I mean, Arai is the Maisa Drabonim, what's Tosefes? So that Maisa is Machalik Sechomun and Obolos in the Mishnah Kuf Chof Hei. The Mechaba we already learned in the Simon Shia Gimel Sif Aleph Pasach like a Chomim. Tosefes Binyan Arai the Maisa's Motor. And the Chomim and the Gnome we already learned in Simon Shia Gimel Sif Aleph. That means it comes out. What?
Tosefes Binyan
Kva. Pasha Deraiso. We'll see it clearly, Zeraiso. So come down the gate of Boino, the bidding kfar is Zeraiso, by case of Arai is Rabbonon, and the surface Arai is Mutter. Now let's take the next thing, the told the oil. What's the look in the gate of oil? So oil when it's kvar, the Gemara Ba'oskov Lamecher says, oil kvar lo yas, and if you do it, chayv chatos. So the Gemara is very clear, the told by oil kvar is Maisa Zeraiso. Now if you need mechitzis or not, Mishmur Sifkon Aleph, the Mephorsh of the Shayatzin, Sifkon Aleph says, even without Mechitzos, a gag by itself is a case of Deraiso. According to Pima Godim, gag by itself, a roof by itself, and Maisa Nechel get of Deraiso. Negate the Sugya of Oil Arai. What's the loch over there? Gemara says, Bein Nebelozer, Bein Chachomim, Kulam Maidim, Akol Maidim, the Oil Arai and Maisa is Osir. Why is Osir? Says Toysus, says the Rambam, wrote down by the Mishabrua, a Gzeru of Otu. Oil kva. That means very clear that the same idea like by boino, kva is deraiso, and the arai is rabbonon, but oil kva is deraiso, and maisa and arai is a case of rabbonon otu kva. Toisevus oil, sihil maiso, the shaitin does bring down, so called involved, toisevus oil kva is deraiso, so that'll hold by boino be the same thing. By toisevus oil of arai, says a chachomim, maisa that's motor, that's machabin sepe, we'll get to bezer Hashem. Maisets Mutter. So come that in these three things over here, Sai Boino and Sai Oil the Maisa are equal. Boino and Oil, Kva Deraiso, Arai Drabonon, the seventh Arai the Maisets Mutter. Now let's go to Mechitzes. We'll see the problem. The Chomel will be also equal, I think. Next, Mechitzes. Mechitzes first went Kva. What is that? So Maisa Meshibru and Sivkotin. Vav, Zivon Tes says Osir. Back to the Raisa, the Rabbanon, what the level is. Maisa Prim Gon writes twice, and Sukon Ches, Sukon Yud Alf, the Raisa. And the Pashas are Pisforo, the Maisa should be a Raisa. Mechitas Kva, should be a Maisa Gedav, whatever it is under oil, under or Baida, should be a Raisa. That's the Pashas. A Pisforo, a Gamma, or for Shabbos, it says maybe not others. The Pashas, the Raisa. We'll get to, we'll have to understand that. We'll get to. That's bringing out the question even more than what you're saying. Number two, what's Mechitas Arai? That over here in Mechaber says, the Ramah says, the Maisa it's Mutter. That means you have to realize the obvious question. By Mechitas, again, we're saying Deraisa Prim Godem. Pashas. Binyan and oil, Kra Deraisa. When it's Arai, what comes out? By Arai, the loch is going to be drabonon by boin and oil. Mechitzes lemaisa is mutter. Why mechitzas mutter for? Why? It's the same. What is this? What's going on? Why mechitzas different than oil? Why mechitzas different than boino? So really, give me two questions over here. One is what's the lumdus behind it, and then what the difference is mitzias wise. Two separate questions. The first, the lumdus, Mishmuas of Kohen and Gimel seem to want to answer this question. That's really addressing over here. His words are the ikka oil hu agag shemel alav. The ikki side of oil is the roof. Devo goyza oto oil kvar. Masha enke mechitzes oil luchod. His words sound to be that be'etem mechitzes is something that's not attached like oil. So it's under the parish of oil. What is oil be'ikir? Oil be'ikir is gag. So by oil that's gag, by ariel be goyzer. Mechitzes is under the category ke'ein oil. Sound mechob le'karko. Sound like the tverish of soil, like the stifler. Therefore, what be goyzer? But it's not really oil. Oil is gag. This is not a gag. This is mechitza. Therefore, mechitza will not goyzer. A gag is deraiso. That's what words sound like. It's getting very ambiguous, his words. He says, he's saying the conscious, again, the words of Mishmur is very clear. Oil is gag, and therefore goyzer, otu gag. Mash enke mechitzes is oil chud, then we're not goyzer otu kvar. Not nechshu oil kvar, it's not nichlan oil. I mean, he's putting mechitzes under oil, but it's not the real oil. So only under the real oil we're making gizayor, and the quasi oil, it's on the oil, right? Mem saw is oil. It's not the real oil. We're not going to be goyzer. There's a word called oil klal. What? The words in front of me? Mashi mechitzes arei lechod. Lo nashik oil klal. Now, again, it doesn't really explain. Those are his words. I don't like being over a drop different than some cipher or is different. Some cipher and bay and daflam bays. He won't say the reason why we're goyzer by arei only by oil and not by mechitzes. Because really the contrast how it's done in the Mishkan. By the Mishkan, the case over there by Mechitzis, what was it? It's Koshim al Gabi Adonim. And then you had the Brichim, the poles locked it in. And then you had the Tabas on top of that, it was very strong. That means it was Kvab Mitzias. But Oid Api Hashem Yachnu, Api Hashem Yisoh, Mitzias was Kvab. That means Kvab for two reasons. One, the building was strong, and Batsim would stay there forever. Therefore, by the case of Mechitzis, when it's Arai, it's not doing to the Mishkan at all. Mashing with oil, it was what? It was a leather on top. Or the oil on top. That, why is it kvar? Why appear Shem Yachlo, appear Shem Yiso? But Metzias wasn't kvar. Since Metzias wasn't kvar, so then oil Arai will go to kvar. Because more time to the Mishkan. Mashing Mechitzis, negate to the Mishkan, was really kvar, so it's not time to the Mishkan. That's how the Ksam Soim says, why we're glazed about oil and not by the case of Mechitzis. Fine, that's Ksam Soifer. Cool, that's not Psham Mishnevura. Two different ways. First, why one we're glazed and one we're not glazed. Now, once we have these different levels over here, another question is, we're saying Mechitzis Arai, the Meiser is Mutter. Bidin Arai, oil Arai, Meiser is Osir Otikfar. So the question is, what is a Mechitzo and what is the case of Binyan? It means really, every time you build a wall, what is that? Build a wall that's Arai. Is that a mechitzo? Is that boino? Is that osir? Is that mutter? First one, very simple, makes a wall. Break it down with brick, cement, makes a wall over here. Is that boino? Arai, the mice says, can be osir. Okay, so mice says mutter. Without cement, that's big flour. Without cement, one brick on top of another. Is that osir? Is that mutter? So, bialocha is in a different aspect. He said, that's in this Gemara Be'er Daf Lamed Beis. You have a case of a vonim of the Beis Akisei. The Gemara says, you will not be mitzadin on Yontif, who in Shabbos. Why mitzadasuk you cover the Brias? Without cover the Brias, the reason why it's Osir, mitzadasuk of Gemara says, of a gzeira of binin of Arai Otikvar. Maiso, why, what's the chilp in the case over here by Mechitzis? Why is that Nichol get it of Baino? I mean, here's a question over here. Every Mechitzis that's Arai, loving Nichol get it of Baino. We see by Baino, the Maiso says Osir. That means really the Chometz Chaim is asking a question. Arai one time is mutter by Mechitzis and my boino is also. Why is Mechitzis not boino? What defines Mechitzis? What defines boino? One's mutter, one's also. So he starts over the one malach. First he says we look at the substance, at the material of Maisa using. Using stones, by the case of the Beis HaKisek, Mon Be'er Daf Lamed Beis, stones, that is the material to making a binyan. I mean Arai, we go using one onto another. Mash Enkin says the Chometz Chaim, you have a vilon, curtains. You have machtzelos, a mat. Those things, even you never do a bekva. You never do a bekva. Nichol get a mechitzes over here. You never do a binyan bekva with that. Nichol get a mechitzes. Mechitzes ma'isa ariel ma'isas mutter. You look at the material. Is it stone or is it curtain and mats? One of it's stone, it's binyan. It's curtain and mats. You nichol get it of mechitzes. Ma'isa. That's the start of his first malach. The teal of the ma'isa does go this way. That is malach. Leches Shabbos. Mishmerah Shabbos. Meister Chavetz Chaim called in the firm that says V'yoysenira, a second mahalach. That means he's not really appreciate the first one. Is it is a second mahalach? What time it's not the material you use, it's a tachlis and the function we come to go use it for. If he comes to sit upon it to use it, has more of a chshivas to it, as you get a binyan. Mashenki, something's only to lahafzik ben rishuyos to make a separation of the, over different areas. That's when there's no value to the thing in and of itself. The whole value is a function for other things. There's no chshivas. There's no chligeta and mechitzas. Therefore, by case we come to go use it, the words of the Mishnah Berurah is exeris itzdabo, love exer ara otekvar. The words of Chanish is exer of boino, because of ara otekvar. Come to make chilik rishuyas. There's no chshivas, be nichligeta of what? Of all mechitzas. The other comes out, the Chavetz Chaim is two mahalchim over here. Really, what happens? You make a brick wall without cement, one top of another. All right, what is that? Is that boino? Is that mechitzas? The first malach look at material, be nichol negeda of boino, be osir. The yoisin nero is only to mechal kushuyos, mice it's mutter. It's only mechitzas, all right. Then you call the tilu david, the mice will be osir. You want the first malach. Call the chovetz chaim and the chaz nish, the mice be mutter. Nichol negeda mechitzas, the case of all right over here. So again, what came out over here, we have boino oil of mechitzas, but boino oil, they're both the same thing. Kfar is meister deraiso. Arai, the case over here is midi abodon. To sefes oil, arai, meister's mutter. Mash enke mechitzas, the loch is by the case of kfar is deraiso, but arai the meister's mutter. Now take the next level. Once mechitzas, but arai the meister's mutter, what about mechitzas materas? That's arai. Obviously, not because of mechitzas materas, that's kfar, that's deraiso. Mechitza Materis, that case says as Arai. What's the loch in that case? Once Arai is mutter, maybe Materis is different. Because of this, the Emes Rotosis, Nafkov Chofei, also in Erevin, brings down Pashas against Rashi. Rashi seems to want time that Mechitza Materis, the Mice is mutter. So Tosis, no, once Materis, it's going to be Arai is mutter, but once Materis, it gives a Cheshivas to it, and then we'll come along to Aseret. Klein Das, Revi Shoinim, the Rashba, the Rosh, Azura, the Smak, Ran, and others. And even the Mechaba, very clear, starts off this way. The Mechitza Materis, the Mice are going to be also over here. Why is Osir? Sharetzin, Sekon, Yigimel, brings down from the Prima God, only Dirabonon. Why Dirabonon? It's Arai. At the end of the day, the Mice, it's Arai. So it comes out that, you know, Mechitza's Arai is Mutter by Materis. We're going to pass him. Give me a case, it's Osir. Again, Rashi, who shut him down. See, he did not go this way. When Rashi is being down, is Rashi now sugya the end of Daf Kuf Lamed Ches. Rashi's words are: Ein oil el misha osik ein gag. To be an oil has to have a gag. Mechitza in and of itself, the ma'isa is not machshir to be anything, and it's mutter even as materis. Now Tosafos has a couple of rayas. One raya says before Gemara and Erevim Dafim Dalit by case of a soko. The Gemara says to make the third wall the ma'isa is osir, fourth wall is mutter. What's the chilek? Said Tosafos must be the third wall is mechitza materis. Mash again the fourth wall. How do you answer back Rashi? So look at Rashi over there on the Sugya Daf Mem Dalet. Rashi the core answers the question and points out that Achronim. Rashi over there says, "All about Doifin Shlishis Mashulei Oil." That means the oil of the Sugya has no value, no chshivas, unless you make the third wall. When you make the third wall, what are you chay for? The gag. The whole gag you chay for. Not as the mechitza you chay for. The mechitza now being machshir of the gag. Now you chay for the gag. The other way, the Rishonim bring down from the Sugya Erevin, the person, interesting halacha, is that let's say you want to carry in a karmelis. Not allowed to. You have mechitzas, no problem. That's you put up an Erev. Let's say there is no Erev, but you mill up a bunch of people, and people are naturally are mechitzas. The Gemara says that people can be mechitzas, but you cannot go tell them to be a mechitza for you. That means if they're walking around 100 people, no problem. But go tell them, go be for you, bleed the Osir's mutter with the ideas, Osir. Now, what's wrong with telling people to be mechitza for you on Shabbos? Why are you creating a mechitza materis? So it's a raya. They cannot make a mechitza my teres on Shabbos. What Rashi holds the kasher? Says the Panim Iris. That's not the reason why it's aser. As mechitza my teres. Why? Because the Suki says we mezalzel isha Shabbos to make a mechitza. That's the side. That means Tosha had these rayas, and they answer back. Rashi not hold any. This is not a raya. So kind of like Rashi Shito. We're done the Shartzi. There is no isha mechitza my teres. Maiso, we pass. There is isha by mechitza my teres. Taking out the next step. Mechitza arai muter. Mechitza materis also when it's arai. Tosefes mechitza materis. That means three things. Materis. On the case it's arai, that's Tosefes. What's the loch in that case? So we trace it slowly and Dav Kuf Chavei, the Maisi asks it. So Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran, the Rosh, the Maisi come along to Aser. However, the more over here is Beforish, Sefalov, said Motor. The Beis Yosef, Apil Maram. It's because the case of being matting tashmish. The question is what to go do. So it's very simple. You have something that's rolled up. Let's say you want to have mechitzo. You want to roll up before Shabbos, leave it out of tefach, and then come on Shabbos and roll it down. So sevas mechitzo are the maises mutter. Now, first, what does that mean? The halacha brings down the magavrom. Then the magavrom has a question. We have rolled something up and it's one tefach. What is the mechitzo? Mechitzo is ten tefachim. So Machzor Shekel explains Shalom Avram, what do you mean that's a tesefes on mechitzo? You have to have a mechitzo. One tefach is not a mechitzo. Therefore, the words of the Machzor Avram is boilet minat sad. Explains again Machzor Shekel, brought down by the Bialocho, meaning it was 10 by 1. That's a year, it was 10 down, and it was sticking out 1, and now you're opening it up to make it 2, 3, 4, how long you want it for. But it has to be a case that's 10 by 1. Boilet minat sad. Bialocha goes on further and says, but that's maiso, that's not simit apoiskim. It says that's not pima godim, that's not the grass, not levush esrad. It's even be a case of 1 by 1, no problem. Still nechel get to a seves oil. That means the machlok is what the metzias is, or what the seves oil aray is, of materis. The way it comes out, mechitz materis, according to the Chaz Nish, according to the Magar Rom, must be 10 by 1. The Maisa and the Pais can go like the Mishnah Brua. The Kimt over here is a case where it's even 1 by 1, he's adding to it. Yo, that's Maisa enough. Maisa, that is already is a Mechitza. Even 1 by 1, and he's adding to it, right? That's enough. He didn't answer it, right? Bialok does not say anything. He says that not Simus Apoiskim, not the Beis Yosef, not Maram, the Chornim, Ein Levush Esrad, no problem. He's still adding to it. Not creating, it's adding. Oh, so we'll get to the shlak. You know, my father's saying, "Mamish before Shabbos." I'm all get to Bezer Shabbos. Each one, we'll get to the phase. Also, we're discussing Bezer Shabbos. My father's right. That's clear. That's not the shayla. Now, first, so we have this idea mechitza materis. The first one of the cases over here. So first, we have two cases in the Mechaber, two cases in the Ramo. That means Merchaba brings down first case of Deifin Shlishis of a Sukkah. That's up here, the Rishonim, where the Gemara comes out. The Rebbe Shlomo Zalman explains that even the third wall is only a Tefach. The Olam knows Gemara Nav Zayin and Sukkah, two walls are a Tefach, Machlokes of Shimon and Chachomim. But the Maaseh, we pass in a Tefach, the Maaseh is Mutar, so even one Tefach, Mechitza Mataris. That's one case. The second case is Merchaba. You want me to mat the total? That means Tosefes Kluv Chafei brings down the Sukkah Erevim from Rav and Shmuel. The Rav, that a certain mechitza fell down. Shmuel says he can't put up. Why? Because the etim he can't carry in this chotzer. Rav says he cannot put up, and he cannot carry in this chotzer. So build upon this, we see a person cannot put up a mechitza materis to be matter total. Same thing, a person cannot tell others to be mechitza around them to matter total. Just to make it practical, comes along with Simchas Torah. And the shal is, there seem to be unhugged by certain people to sit by that coffice. Big tumult with the Makotim Matrit. The law is when the Sefer Torah is going from place to place, the Zechir to go stand. So there is a Shlomo Zalman, only Mitzchos on Klal Yisrael. He says that when a Sefer Torah is in its place, you're allowed to sit. So maybe during that Akavis for a couple of hours, when it's dancing around everyone with the Sefer Torah, that is its place. That means not only when you sit down, it's in its place, but walking around and dancing, that is its place. That's his Limud Mitzchos. He says, but oh, maybe people are Shvach a week. Maybe they have a head to the sit. But they come along the Shemesh Shabbos and Shlomo Zalman, and they point out, well, let's say the 100 people dancing, Sefer Torah is in the middle, people are dancing around it, and you on the side, you have mechitzo. Gevaldik. I said, don't tell them to go do that. Can't tell people, you know, all dance over here. We can't want them. But believe you also, and the Sefer Torah is in the middle, that's mamash halacha, that's mutter, but you can't go tell them to go do it. The most two cases is, there's one case that the loch is in front of a ner, you cannot be mishamash mitosoi, which is a oino. So therefore, loch is, you have to put up a mechitz over there. Hagam, even if the light comes over, you can see it. You have to be mapo betalisoi. The mice is to be matatashmas, you have to block the light over here. That's one case in the Ramah. The second case in the Ramah, you have a case over here of svarim, not just a case of light, it's svarim, and you want to also either be matatashmas, or you want to do your tzrochim over there. Also, a person has to put up a mechitza during the week. On Shabbos, you'll do it, nichle getter, mechitza materis, the government's aray, the maisets ulcer. Let's make it more practical. Sometimes in the hospital, you have a roommate, inside the reach, or other things in the area that maisets, you have a problem, cannot make brochas, can bench, can daven. The question is what to go do. So let's say, Stamzo, you want to go to sleep, and you have a curtain you want to put around you. The maisets, that's not a problem. You're not doing out to be materis. The place can now afterwards use it materis. Look, they're not doing it for materis. The case you want to do it to be mater because you want to go daven, then on Shabbos, the maestro should be osir. People that come along the Shmir Shabbos and says for davening, the maestro will be osir. For you, menucha, to go to sleep, the maestro is mutter. However, speaks out of Pesach Tshuva, really depends now in our hospitals, it's usually on a masilo, on a track. And then we'll get to halacha when it's on a track, not really creating anything, on a hinge, the maestro is mutter. They were making the curtain go all around you. Even for davening, the maaser should be mutter. However, we'll get to the sugya a nov and nov baruach. Maybe not nechal get a mechitza at all. The curtain they have. I mean, if they're very heavy, the maaser live a heter it's on a track. Nov and nov baruach will take away the maile mechitza, and you cannot daven there. You have to do something else on Shabbos. What go do there to put up, let's say, these all these desks, line them up, 10x4 on Shabbos? Can't do that. Won't be able to ask mechitza materis. Now, again, can I get this sugya? Actually, the B'gum is an interesting case. Can you put up a mechitza, not letting cars come inside your shkuna on Shabbos? So you're that's not a mechitza materis. That's a mechitza makevis. Not letting people, mice, come to your shkuna, mice is not a problem. That's not necessarily the sugya of asking over here. Now, to go back to the case of Ramo, the Mos says over here, you have mechitza materis. You want to be mater tashmish in front of the case of Oraner. Come on, the they ask a question before the Gemara banned that for Beis. The Gemara there says that on Yontif, after last mechitza in front of the Ner to do Tashmish. That means Amor is being done on Beis, so he said being done on Maram. Maram is saying on Shabbos, a person cannot make mechitza materis in front of the Ner. Yet there's a black and white Gemara that says on Yontif, you're making mechitza in front of the Ner. Question is, why is the Maram answering it? But why is the Gemara the Maisa mattering it? Different truths among the Achoinim, that means that's the Akimosh Kasha, the Taz's Kasha, Mogavam's Kasha, and Mishmuring done all these truths when we had to answer it. The way that Akimosh wants to answer, it's called Dalit, he wants to tell you that what the Maram is saying, it's only time it's mutter when it's a service oil, the Gemara and Bayer also must be a case of the service oil. I mean, the Gemara is saying to us to make a mechitzo, mutter make a mechitzo, when's the mutter make a mechitzo? Only when you already have it rolled up, you already have a tefach hanging down, you can mace it to it. Otherwise, the mice is also. The obvious question is, it's missing the Rishonim, missing the Gemara. Magavam says it's a doichik over here. Like, how can you say that's the kim to the Gemara and Beyo? That's one mile of Tarkim Moshe. The Shai Tzin, and being down the Locha Kitanis, you look up the Locha Kitanis, it says, yes, it's a great kasha. The Ramah is wrong. Why? The idea in front of an error is that Sneas. Tznius Layat Joshua's mutter. He also the Maisat's mutter. And therefore, even on Shabbos in the Shai Tzin, according to Loch HaKitanis, it'll be mutter. That's how he answers it. Echnam it's mutter. A third way, the Shai Tzin brings down, he said the Loch HaKitanis and there's a Taz over here. The Taz wants Mechalp in the case of Yontif versus the case of Shabbos. What time to get to Yontif, Me'ikya Din, a person can extinguish the candle. You can. Bring Mechalp, Locha, Ripaskim, Mishmur, others. Maisa, on that side, you can make it, then extinguish the candle. However, a locha of a marinkain. So since technically a person can get rid of the candle, have tashmish in the room, he's choosing not to. Why, of a marinkain, So it's worth the tazes, which over here he sent you what he writes in Siman Tovkov Yudalid, ain't to Elis Gomer. It's not a complete to Elis to make the mechitzo. She's not really being matched or something. Has no chashiv as being mechitzo mataris, because it could be done without making mechitzo. You could extinguish it. It seems that he himself says that, your point, right? He says it. Well, there's a drop difference. Extinguishing means you're taking away the problem. There are two different ways of saying it over, but that's how he says over the task. So extinguishing it. Now, this Taz, come on the same side over here, come out, negate Yontif or Bimotar, negate Shabbos also. That's the Eliyahu goes like the Taz. The Sharatin says, but Yontif Vada Yishlus Mechal Taz. Come on, Chaznish says, I don't understand. The Mice at the end of the day, do you extinguish it? No. Do you have to put up Mechitza? Yes. So, of course, it's a Mechitza Mataras. So, I'll give you examples of the Chaznish. A person has a Sukkah. He builds a second Sukkah. But the second thing, when he puts up the third wall, the Mechitza Mataris, yeah, that's the Mechitza Mataris. I have another Sukkah over here, I have another option. We might be making a third wall in the second Sukkah. Maisa, I made a Mechitza Mataris. The Maisa, I need to make the Mechitza to block the Nair over here. So at the end of the day, what is the Taz saying? It's Tad Ravi, Kabbalah Mogar Ram, and he wants to answer, really depends where the candle is. You want to tell you, the candle is on top of the Mechitza, so you have 10 Tvachim. To where to go straight up is that din mechitzas. Now again, you might have to be map betaliso if you need the din mechitzas over here. Mitzad that din mechitzas. Mashing in the candle behind the curtain, it can work be din kisoy. Once it can work be din kisoy, I don't need the din mechitzas. Not mechitzas matters. The kisoy being matter. Once the kisoy being matter, the mice it's mutter. Shabbos and yontif won't make a difference over here. Mutter mitzad a string of kisoy. That means again, we have four tirotzim. We have the Daka Moshe that says only to serve as oil is mutter, but Shai Shabbos Shai Yontif is always ulcer. We have the Loch Ketan says Nichol Gedev Tznius and Shai Shabbos Yontif is always mutter. We have the Taz that says Yontif is be mutter and Shabbos is ulcer. We have the fourth Taz from Magavram says depends what your Mitzias is. Behind the curtain, the Mice will be a case that's mutter, it's a kisoy. Above the curtain, the Mice is a case that's ulcer. So local mice in the gate, the case of Yontif. It comes out according to that commercial, the Magar Rom, the mice will be ulcer, because Magar Rom is on top. Because local Tanz and the Taz, the mice is mortar. Shaitzin says, Vada be Yontif, Yeshim Lismach, the case of the Taz and the Eli Rabo. Now, this Yisoid of the Magar Rom is a very important Yisoid. We have to understand it. Again, he said a very important concept. He says, you have a Mechitz over here, that depends what the function is. If working with the mechitza and the candles on top, osir. The mechitza is working between kisoy, mice and smutter. That means I'm sounding what he's saying over here. That means if you have a nair in your room, everyone knows you have the Shabbos lamps, you turn it, twist it on Shabbos, whether you need to or not, matzah tashmish, that's what we go do over here, you turn it, twist it over here, mice and smutter. Why? There's no dim mechitza. No mechitza at all. It's a kisoy. Kisoy of other works. So to understand what the sign of the Mogar Avram is, let's take it step by step. Let's say first, a person has over here a storm outside his room. He has a door that's open. The local mishmur brings down the Simon Reishman to have tashmish in the room when the storm see you. Yosef Nochoin, the correcting the maisa is not to have a storm see you. So what do? You close the door. Very simple, right? Open, close the door. Let's say you have no door. So you put up a curtain over there. Also blocks it. Now, when you put up the curtain over there, what is it? A bathroom created a mechitza that's working within kisoy. Let's make it more practical. A lot of times you're a guest in somebody's house, they put you in a special room, and there's a shvam shrank there. Most shvam shranks, according to Mechaim No, is 10 by 4 by 4. 4 tvachim by 10 tvachim. That means, according to Mechaim No, 32 centimeters is usually a shelf, usually more than that. And therefore, a Svam Shrank is Be'etzim Rishus B'fnei Atzmoy. Except it's in the room. Over there, the loch is, wrote on Pesach Shum Esim Reish Mem, you have to cover the Svam. Kisoy. That means you will not need Kis B'toychis. That means if it's on Stam in your, on your desk in your room, the loch is, you need to have two coverings. However, when it's 10 by 4 by 4 Rishus B'fnei Atzmoy, the loch is, you only need one covering. So come along on Shabbos. You have the bookcase over here. You want to put up one covering, one kisoi. So you want to hang up a shmat over there. So what are you doing? You're making a mechitzo over there. You hang up a curtain over there. That's working midin kisoi. Now, if you go to the chaznish, you might have another problem, because maybe most bookcases are not 40 centimeters. But going to the chaim, no. Could also be with staff to ask someone in the case of print over here. Also, the machlokes chavos here on Taz and others. So my son's going to the chaim, no. My son, most of our bookcases are more than 32 centimeters. There's no problem. So you have a mechitzo working midin kisoi. So on Shabbos, you can put it up. Now, the question here, when you have mechitzo that works midin kisoi, under what category is it? But Ravom says the mice on Shabbos is not a mechitza materis, it's a kisoi. Pim Godin, the grass, Chaim Noah, and the Chanish, the mice are passing this way. It's working within a loch of kisoi. At Shana Sheni, Mishmuaz Mefakvek, and he brings down the Eliyahu, he brings down the Chem Moshe, he brings down my Mordechai, that's Nichli get a mechitza. You know why? It's a mechitza that's being materis. I is working within kisoi, but what is it? It is a mechitza. It's a mechitza that's being mater. I don't need a mechitzo. So what? Did you create a mechitzo? Yes. Being matter? Yes. It's a mechitzo, and then they being matter. Call it being matter, it's not a kisoi, but the mechitzo being matter over here. Should be also. Kamu Mishimuan says, with machloikis, the Mongol of Rome, verse Eli Rabo, what go do? Bishasat chak, yes, lismach advar, by the Mongol of Rome. Nibida Sharatin, he puts together four reasons why Bishasat chak to be Michael. Number one, he says, we have the Mogav Rom, Nichol Gedav Kisoy. Number two, he says, we have Rashi Shito, the Chita Mataris, the Mice is Mutter. Number three, he throws in the Taz. He says, just like according to Taz, the Locha is you can extinguish the Nair by Yontif. On Shabbos, you can cover the Nair. On Shabbos, the Locha is, since you can technically cover it, again, the Taz is a little bit different. The Taz case over here is when you're taking away the problem, here you take care of the problem a different way. A little bit different than the side of the Taz, the Ke'in the side of the Taz. I'm taking the problem a different way. So, Mitzir of the Taz, but he said a fourth thing. The whole entire idea is only Dinu Rabbonon. So, since the Rabbonon, with the Taz, with Rashi, with the Magav Rom, Beshasat Chachabi Mekel. Then he throws in also the Alokhi Tanis afterwards that maybe there's no Isser by Mitzan Sugi of Tznias. A fifth reason. Beshasat Chach. That means coming out, Mishabura saying, with all these Serufim, you want to hang up your curtain before Shabbos on your bookcase, only Mishasat Chak. Otherwise, what should the correct thing before it gets further?
On Shabbos.
They will come out on the Mishra, what's the correct thing you'll do right now, it'll get further, is watch, you just hang up the curtain before Shabbos, roll up, leave a tevach hanging down, the first thing, on Shabbos, be moisiv, like the Ramah says. I'm not sure what you mean, let's go further. Now, let's understand. What? No, we'll get to that. We'll get to it. Let's take it now a step further. To understand the side of what to get of Bishas Dachak and Mishmua and how to make it a little bit more practical to us, let's first get to understand the sides of Mechitzas, what defines Mechitzas. First, let's say a Mechitza on wheels. A lot of times you have the shuls, you have Mechitzas on wheels, and you want to move them from place to place. Isn't Nichol Gedo of Mechitza Materas? I'll be also on Shabbos to move it to make a mechitzo to matter whatever you want to matter, carrying, let's say. Or is the sugar of Oymid Vakoy, sugar Kise Traskol, you want to open and close something, the mice is mutter. What is the mechitzo that you roll from place to place? Is that coming to matter things? Well, no, that's Oymid Vakoy. The mice is forming down, it's not going to get a mechitzo matter, it's also. But Moshe Messiah, Moshe Chalapeza, Etim, Shlomo Zalman, Shmir Shabbos, the place can be Iker say, Nichol together, anything that rolls from place to place, Mechitza Materis. One way you could say, because if not, every time, Mechitza Materis over here will be Osir. So let me make Mechitza over here that's not being Mater, and then let's roll it over. Let me just take, put shears and a blanket over it. I have Mechitza, doesn't do anything. Now let's take the shears and push them over. Oh, I just move them place to place. LMI, we see, not Chlorayo, but we see the idea of moving things from place to place is nichol, the place can say mechitza mataris.
Aleph. Even if it's not mataris, it should be usur because it's a.
All right, it's mutter.
It's a material
that. I said the submission was second mouth, Yoysen Nero. You want to go against the Muhammad's Chaim's Yoysen Nero? He said Yoysen Nero, what the function is.
Why is it different than Pesach Tefach?
Well, because there it's there and you're adding to it. Here you're moving
same
the whole thing.
In the same place where you need
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll get, my father's asking a great question again. My father's correct. We'll get to what my father's saying. Well, my father's always right.
Okay,
how the questions had a good call.
I'm learning.
Fine. Take a second case. Let's say you have a mechitza that's on a hinge. So basically, point out, before Ramon told the sukkah, my father being down beforehand, they have a case of a shlak. Shlak goes up and down. Even the outer serves oil. Kamal Ramon says, on a hinge, can you open and close the door on Shabbos? When you open it, it's Saiser, close, boina. Open, Saiser, close, boina. Open, Saiser, close, boina. On a hinge, Lamais is mutter. The total of oil, a boina, is up, down. On a hinge, Lamais is mutter. Different again, Mechitza Materis, to the Poiskim. Same idea. So the Vosner, Chodeshani, Shmir Shabbos, on a hinge, Lamais is mutter. Why it's in its place? In its place, Lamais is mutter. When it's rolling from place to place, that Lamais is case, that's Osir. Think now, third case. Yeah, these accordion mechitzas. Mechitza makpelas. Basically, when you have a beis yishayo, goes from open and close it. Mishbua being down from the chay odom. Basically, that these things over here are osur. If my chitz materes, mishbua tzikon yud aleph, chay odom, tzikzam soiv that way, kishkon erach. When open and close, the mice is osur. Now, however, when it's mechubber to the wall, like as a beis yishayo, it's connected with the seer or on a maslul on a track, then it says a shmir shabbos. What I'm this from the mice that's mutter. Yeah, I know Shmuel has a hard time with it. The passion of the mice it's mutter, like on a hinge, it's connected. But that means if it's not on a hinge, or it's not on a slul, it's not connected to the wall, the mice opening closing it, the mice should be a problem. Now in my shul, I done for about 20 years in my lobby. Now they moved to finally to a shul over here. For years on Shabbos they came along for the Noshim, they opened up these folding mechitzas. So I went over to the person after 20 years, and the instant all to be missed. I saw, are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? What exactly is the heter over here? So we'll have to see if there's a heter. We'll get to that, step by step. We'll get to step by step. Now, first, we have a case over here of a mechitza. Again, mechitza will be a case of 10 tefachim. To be a mechitza, the words are, it has to be not misnane beruach, not no venod. Now the question is, once we have mechitza, the ten tefachim is not nov v'nod, it's mechitza. What happens if it's in a place that's not nov v'nod? That means these curtains right now, we're inside. It's not nov v'nod. But if you take away the walls, it would be nov v'nod. Why? There's wind outside. Or blow place to place. Is this nichel in the category that gets blown by the wind or not? Do we take the situation into account? What is that? You have curtains that in the situation it is, right now it does not move, but be'etzem, with after things around it, wouldn't move. Is that nichol in the locho category of mechitzas? So there's a magarom in Tzimut Tov Reishlaman, the sugya of Sukkah, Mishibu pass like this, Taisha Shabbos brings down over here, that says, not nichol again of mechitzo. This will not have the locho mechitzo. Atzad Hashenim, the Berhitiv, brings down the lochitanis, that wants to say, and Betzim before the way in the early Shmuel, and the Chanish Maisa Paskins this way, Be'ikr, the Maisa is different the category of Mechitza. At the end of the day, it's not Nov and Od. Take into account what's around. The Oilam called Machlokes Mishnebrua, versus the Chazanish. Mishnebrua says it's not Nichon to get a Mechitzas. The Chanish says it is Nichon to get a Mechitzas. If so, there's a Sefer Oil Arai. Oil Arai is written by Mechaim Knievsky's son, a whole entire Sefer on oil. 200 pages on the lochas of oil. The Kamlung says, let's point out, let's say a mechitzo, that there is no ruach, but if there would have been no walls around, it would have been blown by the wind. So he says, Monoshoch, Sain Meshibu and Sain Echad Nishol Maisa should be mutter. Why? Kukun the Chavetz Chaim, when this mechitzo working within Kisoy. Then what's the loch of here? And what happens? That it's not a mechitzo, it would have been no venod. Din kisoy. Kun the chaznish, maisa, he won't say, no, there is a mechitzo. Behold, like the Magavam, mechitzo, the maisa works. Let's make it practical. If you have a shvam shrank, and you hang a curtain straight down, that only needs one kisoy, because it already has, it was just with the atzmoy. And therefore, Be'etzer would have been Nov, not Beruach, except inside a house. It comes out, Sai Mishnah Beruach, Sai Chadish, Lamaish, and Motor, Manushach. According to the Magat Mishnah Beruach, it's not a Mechitzo. So what is it? It's a Kitzo. A Kitzo Maish works. According to Chazanish, it is a Mechitzo. But he goes like the Magat of Rom, that says what? That Mechitzo that works, that had a Loch of Kitzo, works within Kitzo, you're not called Mechitzo. So it comes out, with this cheshbon over here, say mishmur, say chad nishl ma'isa. You in the guest room of house on Shabbos want to hang up the curtain. The ma'isa should be mutter without the mishmur shas adchak. Meaning, the mishmur come out anyway mutter shas adchak. That means according to mishmur, you should really have a tefach before on Shabbos. But he'll come out by curtain. You have a heter. Why? Because it's not a mechitzo. Woman not enough beruach.
It's better off not to like stick it in on the side. If you stick it in tight,
No, that might be proiches. I'm not sure about that. Now take it a step further. We're saying over here that we're a sugi on mechitzo, and come on the place, come they bring down the taz, mogavom, meshibruo, the mechitzo for a drosho, lemaisi nichol get upstairs, not mechitzo mataris. The question is very sos will be among the paiskim, mechitzo for davening. Could say, Magavam says, women never went to Dav, never went to Shul. No meaning that way. Even Pasha Zohar, they didn't go. Mice is very solsome. Someone said, because women are always on top. I don't know, Mice, tons of Shuls, women around, the Mechitzas. I assume most of them, they had Mitzias and Shuls for hundreds of years. And the question is, why over here is no one bringing down the signal over here of Mechitzas negate to Davening? What's the loch negate to Davening? Can you create a Mechitzo for Davening on Shabbos? Is that a Mechitza Mataris? Now, basically, the question is, again, back to my shul. They put up these, for 20 years, this folding, accordion, mechitzas. I asked the guy, what is he heter? The guy, Talmud Chacham, Master Talmud Chacham, says he never thought about it. Kids are, a couple months later, because they stopped doing it. They built a whole different way of the system. Don't know why. Never asked him why. The question is, what happened over here? So first, you can tell me, Aloch mechitzas, down the airplane, with a minion, a lot of people, with mechitzo. A lot of times in after a chuppah, there are people around. So first, the loch is negate moknetz aray, not a basic knesses. The loch is we don't need to have mechitzo. That means on an airplane, chasa places. The minig is not too numerous times. You got about the mile, you should if you can. Or I can mokm aray. When the basic knesses mokm kvias, the moshe didn't deraisa da mechitzo. Didn't deraisa. If it's a din deraisa, peace for you, it's mechitzo materas. It's also to make a mechit materas for davening on Shabbos. What malach? Atzad Hasheni, those who want to dig a little bit deeper, why do you need a mechit on Shabbos for? Or for davening for? So there's known to Vayol, Machalikis first of Moshe. Now, Be'ekir, it's a Makaris, Mesugio, Rishayin, and Paiskim, they make a Machalikis Sam Rebbe versus Moshe. Chuba is one to another, Bathi Soit. Some Rebbe says it's nothing to do with the sugya mechitzas. It's in a vestaklus. You cannot see one to another. You can't see. Therefore, as a simple button, we bring down the sugya. If you put a bag over people, over noshim, if they have these talibams, these ghosts walking around, should be no problem. All right, you see that around on the yeshiva's mirror. I mean, technically, what, I don't know what they call them. Ghosts, I call them, right? Whatever. People in black. Fine. So, the aloch over here is not minin mechitzo, dinas taklos. We go with this malachos and what taino. If you machloik is, why you need a mechitzo for? The Moshe says you need a mechitzo. The Diveyol says you need to tell the sugim that's taklos. Then what taino, according to the Diveyol, the Moshe should be mutter on Shabbos. Because according to the Diveyol, a mechitzo would not help. That means you have a mechitzo there, 10x4, glass, you have mechitzo, everything glass is also, it doesn't work. According to Moshe, you have a massive glass of Moshe woodwork. So come down according to the Yael, some mechitzah won't work. Not mechitzah mataros. It's also staklos. We'll get to. The other one, Taina, comes down according to Moshe, should be a problem. The Moshe in the service, Moshe Chelapes, the Isra Moshe on Shabbos, can make a mechitzah mataros. So the Moshe is also for davening. And according to Sam Rebbe, the Moshe came along and there should be a smoter. Outside of Shlishi, let's analyze Moshe, Moshe even further. Numbers 1 point out, Moshe says, you have to have Yud Ches Tvachim. You have to be a case where you have 60 inches. Why mitzvah sugiv kalus roish? That means Rav Moshe says that even 10 tefachim mechitza will not work. Not din mechitza. We call it mechitza. It has to be 60 inches over here. You'd have tefachim. But what do you call it, Moshe? If you have it off the ground, 4 or 5 tefachim, as long as you cannot intermingle one with another, also it's mortar. Don't have to have the din mechitza at all. Not a kiyuz there. It's a way of making sure there's no kalus roish, not intermingle one with another. Then they point out, it's not a mechitza being matter. According to some rabbis, in the staklus, according to Moshe, not being not intermingled one with another. Therefore, numerous svarim on title mutter on Shabbos.
Is the
no, there's not the reason why I have mechitza. A staklus is usher. But the reason why we're not why we create mechitza for? What's the why we need it for the shul?
So a shul that has 60 inches.
60 inches.
But they still the women are the top is on top of the
stool. No. And now, not mistakel and nosher. Also.
Once we do the term, once we make it a big one, every show makes a big case. Why? Because once we make it, we do even the bills.
First,
we'll do it for that.
Listen, I know, it depends what world you grew up in. I will, how about you? Okay.
What's the case where Moshe will be matter?
He says Moshe is matter even with
18 inches.
No, he has to have yud ches tefachim. I mean, not 10 tefachim. I don't know, but chitz does not work. That's number one. Why? He said even off all the ground and 4 or 5 tefachim off the ground, no aloch mechitza, since the blocking can intermingle, also works.
But
it's not a mechitza, don't dim mechitza. Mechitza has to be 10 tefachim. There's not 10 tefachim here.
So that would be much on Shabbos.
Well, that means it comes out, Numis Paiskim is saying, not, even if you don't, we'll get to what you're asking. That means it comes only one taina, it's not a mechitza, we have no mechitza over here. Sai Sam Rebbe, and Sai Rebbe Moshe, they have Shalom Zalm said, and Shabbos is mutter. So when Numis Zobel Meis and Shabbos is mutter, Chaim Kineski says mutter, Avon says mutter, so Gabonim says mutter, Monashok, Moshe the Sam Rebbe, Rebbe has one taina is mutter, or for Shabbos, Mishkechumas, or Feldo, one taina, any way you look at a mechitza and shul, we use the word mechitza, but it has no qualification to making the mechitza. According to some rabbis, nothing to do with mechitza. According to Moshe, nothing to do with mechitza. It has to do with not intermingling, or has to be trying to give a staklus. We built something that happens to be a mechitza, but that's not what it is. It's either not to look or not intermingle.
What now? You don't need a wall. You just have
to say a bet. No, Moshe, has something that reminds you, or he comes to, from the sigil.
What's the difference?
He has a couple of tshuvas to say. Not addressing your question, so not to say that. Now, that's what comes out. Let's now take a step further. We're saying, according to Moshe, according to the time we have, again, the female halakha out there being clear. Don't want to say, according to everyone should be also, don't want to say everyone should be mutter, and those want to say, the time we have, and Moshe. Tash is again, as far as Chitzayna, I think, is not mechitza, mechitzaklus, it's arvus. Most of the Swarm seem to say, the mice should be mutter, mitim mechitza. But now, let's take a step further. We're saying the Mishmur is coming from the Magav Rom. That's something working within Kisoy. Have it when it be'etzim is a mechitza. We're coming to only make a b'shas at chak. Did you build a mechitza? Yeah. Is it working within a mechitza? No. If we did a stackless and not to intermingle. But at the end of the day, it's a mechitza, a big matter. In fact, we're be at. In fact, Kabbal Svarim, the Maaseh should be not correct to go to on Shabbos, only b'shas at chak. That means it comes out, you have a choice what to make on Shabbos, a wrong mechitza. Or to make a curtain that's hanging. If you make a curtain that's hanging, side the Mishabrua and side the Chad Nishal Maishat's motor. Coin the Chad Nishal Din Kisoy, coin the Mishabrua, why? Because it's Novanova Ruach. But you take a mechitza that rolls from place to place, coin Mishabrua is only with Shasat Chak. It should come out, be Cheshbin Shabbai, we'll get to what you're saying. I know it's eating you up. But we'll get to it. So it comes out. First, the point over here is that should be you should not do a wrong mechitza. That's only mishas et chak. What you should do is make a hanging mechitza. That's nava nava ruach. You have the mishabrua. You have the chaz nish over here. Both of them. There were the arsfram who argue the point and say to not even according to Moshe and not according to some rebbe. You're right. It's not mitim mechitza. But yeah, the Baya, the Mishmur is called the Eli Rabba, the Maimon Mordechai, the Chema Moshe, it is a Metzias of the Mechitza that's being matter. A Gamet Vidin, a Stakless, a Gamet Vidin, not intermingle. Svart Mechalik.
What
which I well, the Sfarad Mechalek, which I think the only way is hacking with, is that Bishlam, in the case of Tashmish, it can work either in Kisoy or the Mechitza. You have two options. I only want on Shabbos in Kisoy. But the Etzel, it also works in the Mechitza. That you can argue the point to say that's what the Mishnah was arguing and saying, it's also working in the Mechitza. Yeah, both over here. I don't need Mechitza, Kisoy and Meis enough. That's in Mechitza, it's working in Kisoy. Mechitza Materas, come on to Machma Lesson Mishaz and Chak. Mash Ekin, the case over here. By the case of Davening, it'll never work with the Mechitza. You just created something over here. But Sad the Satan Rebbe, if you had a Mechitza, it won't work. Stackless. Kuhn to Rebbe Moshe, won't work with the 18th Vachem over here. So it's never working with the Mechitza. It doesn't have any Yisrael Mechitza over here. It's only working with the Kisoy, according to the Satan Rebbe, as a stackless, or not to intermingle. What makes it the Mechitza? Does it have to be what the material of it is? 10th
Vachem makes it.
Not enough. I'm going to Moshe to use Ches Tvachim. That's why I keep saying over. 10 Tvachim, no Halacha Mechitza is working here. You need Ches Tvachim, not intermingle. Then I heard afterwards of Felder on tape, he wants to find the same Yisrael over here, that according to Simon Moshe and Sai Satmar Rebbe, you won't even have the Chumrah of the Mishnah Berurah of Shas Adchak. Why? Because it will never work with the Mechitza, because it has no Milo, Shiv the Mechitza, it doesn't do anything. Kiyo is over here. Ma'ashegi Mishnah Berurah, it could work with the Mechitza, again, I don't need it. Again, we can argue the point. Sorry, so I go. Sorry, is the mechitza? Yeah. Is the mechitza? Yes. I mean, matter? Yes. That's the question over here. Take it a step further. Rav Moshe over here asked me to answer that question a couple of weeks ago in the Gate, having Sheva Brachas about the sugya of Simcha Me'oinoi. Right, it's a big tumult about and Hogazik Klai Yisrael are let have Noshim there and say the Brachas Simcha Me'oinoi. Bach says he can make a bracha, others want to argue. Big tumult, what an ogre, yesh v'yesh. Pesach Shuvah brings down Eben Ezra, yesh makilim. Why machlokes? On Shabbos, you want to come along and separate to Simchat Torah, you want to make the bracha, Michoish of the Bach over here. Now, what are you putting up these mechitzas over here for? It's on the sugya of tznius. Right? Tznius. Maestah b'matter Simchat Torah. I'm allowed to go to them Shabbos. It sounds like Mamsha is the same Yisugio of Davening. Sounds like the same Yisugio of Davening. Sounds like the same thing. Says the Avnei Yash Mechelikei, Osir. Which Chore appears there, why? It's better than Yisugio Tznias, except you want to do some Oinoi. Shmir Shabbos says, the same old Arab, Chaim Knievsky, his son, Maisi Kamlung, says, Maisi is the same Yisugio Tznias. This is the end of the day. The Maestro Mutter, he says, Varaya, well, men and women by a drush get Medina lasted together? Can't. Oh, sir. I am calling that Sneas, that's Mutter. Not being Mutter, that's just, not Medimachitza, just keep them separated. Keep them separated, not Demachitza. It sounds like they're coming along saying that they said to me, Mechitza, they know how anything in Mechitza going on over there, they know Loch Mechitza. It's in them separate, one from another. Not Mechalk Rishuya, it's no Din Rishuya over here. They're separate one from another. Might you want me machm by Sheh Brachas for down the same thing? However, I think more mistavro is that there's no halacha mechitza over here. It's a kisoy. It's like putting a bag over a person. A gum that happened to be, it's a mechitza. So what? At the end of the day, it's something that's just making a person not have a stock list and intermingle. Might should be moved over here. So a lot of people they do is by benching the bracha. That's a good question. Fine. So it comes out the gear two. So it comes out again. It's very interesting. It's left out the poskim on the page over here. What mechitza by davening is lechora. This will be mastering back my shul over here. That means if you want to go with this svaro, then you can put up a mechitz makpelas. These folding mechitzas or the own mechitzas should not be a problem. Because not at the end of the day working within mechitza, working within either staklos or kalas roish. If you want to argue the point, then with the shul's lemaisa no gar incorrect. And the rolling things are a problem, the open closing things are a problem. You might make a mechitz makpelas over here. Fine, that's the two sides over here. Void over here, the sugyo, come along the Ramah brings down the sugya of hanging up a vilon, curtains. That means we have a gemara that kumla meches You want the mice to bring down from a chia below the mutter to put up and put down. Come on, the base says if you bring down the trumas of desh and the question of the sugyo, tomak vilon curtains that are arai or curtains that are kesa kva. What's happening over here? Trumas of desh brings down what Rashi says in Erevim, jeloi kvi hosam, and the darkly nosum listalik kidel balmo. There's no kvias over here, it's only a case of arai. Devil has said the trumas of desh, you put on curtains with kvias, it's osur. Less a case of snias, like a case of pareches, but otherwise the mice, it's osur. Atana Shani, come on with Beisaysif, further, and disagrees. Says Napshan Rashi. In the case of Rashi, Bekriyas means when you tie it down all four ends, and therefore it's not Nava Nabaruach, your person can have passed by through it. Otherwise, there might be a case that's mutter. So come along with something that you leave up Bekriyas, and you don't tie it down. What's Aloha? Machloikis, Trumas Adeshim, versus Beisaysif. Trumas Adeshim, what time Nichol to get a Kriyas is Osir? Beisaysif says the mice is mutter. Aloha Maiso. The Rambam brings down the Beis Yosef. It says, even a case that's kua, you leave it there, and the Maisa is a case that's mutter, until you tie it down all four ends. In that case, the person cannot pass by. It won't be a case being Nova Nabaruach. One case. A second case, the place can bring down, a case of Sadinim Linoi. That means, basically, you have a curtains hung up on the wall, or you have a rug on the wall. You have Sadinim hung up against the wall over here for Noi. What's the look in that case? Says the tapestry, right? Something on the wall over here. My father in his house used to have a rug, mamash on the wall, Yerushalayim, carpet on the wall. Mamash had carpet on the wall. Very nice thing over here. So he has something hanging up there. You put up on Shabbos for Bekriyas. You leave it there. The words of the Magen Avraham, El Rav, the Paiskim is, even if you convey him there, even if you leave it there, on the wall, the Maisa is mutter. Bekriyas is mutter. Says the Meshavua, even though it's not going to move over here, the mice in case it's mutter. That means there are two different kimtas over here. We have the vilon. That case over here is not a case you tied it down. A case of it's not, but if it was tied down, the mice be ulcer. If it's not tied down, we mutter. In the course, not be ma'aka people. We have a second case over here, it's a din lanoi. Pasha the mishavua, the case over here, it could be mamish, it's tied down. But since it's not be mechel kushuyos, therefore, it's mutter. I mean, even though it's mamish kviya there, it's being kviya there, being tied down over there. You put up on all four ends. But since it's not being mechal kushuyos, it's mutter. Two different ways having a case over here that's being matter inside the sugyo of mechitzo. The question over here is that once we have these two different cases over here, again, whether a vilon that you left for kviyas, you make it unless you tie it up on all four ends. That's very good. In fact, the Chaznish, what happened to Boino? You put something up, loyal and void. These curtains you hung up, you leave your hair for the next 20 years, not to wash them down. What happens to your Boino? What happened to Boino? Very good. No Shivas. But you put something, this binyan, it's Rikvius. What happened over here? When no, no, not no. I mean, the Ishkin signed the case of Ilon, signed the case of Proichis, of Sadinim, each one of them, of Maishi, have a Baya. Let me say, example. Person puts up a door, open and close, doesn't block anyone, right? It's not Michael, it's Boino. What is Boino? It's just on, it's on a hinge. Sadinim. You add Sadinim to the house, not Boino over here. So first, to answer the case of Sadinim, you want to answer, must be the case of Sadinim that's dark in last year. Derech to put it down. I mean, the Pasha Mishmur, the Paishkim is you leave it there, L'Oilom. Come on, Kaznish, you want to say, Pshad the Magen Avraham, must be a case of dark in last year. The case, we'll have to get to, that case. We'll have to get to. But he said, Echanami, a case where you put up these curtains, Bekfias, Yichai Vat Boino. I mean, you seem to argue on both points over here. You seem to... You're putting a curtain attached to this place and leaving it loyal. That means... Preches, again, even that's a good question. What the binyan? We're trying to get there. First, these sidus, Shubai, and we'll get there. That means we have a chasnis that says that either a case you hang up a curtain Bekvias Yichayiv al Zboino. And number two, he says, Adin Lenoi has to be a case that's Darkin La Siron. Now, first, Pasha Machloikis, Magavam, Mishnevua, and all the places can be against the Chaznish. That's the Pasha, so maybe sticking the word Chaznish into them. Pasha Machloikis on both these cases. What is the story of the Machloikis? So, Dirshu brings down the Orcha Shabbos, or Chaim Kineski brings down Chura, the basic fundamental Havone in the Sugya of Boino. Come out 20 years ago, I brought the Orcha Shabbos at Rumin to the Chabur over here to give a Shmuz Halacha on the Sugya of Boino, on Binyan. And he said, so off the Shir, I had to teach you the Aleph Beis of Boino. If you don't know this, you're missing the Aleph Beis. He says, the Sugya of Boino is not just Mechabetz Chilik al Chilik, V'davik HaKol, where's the Rambam? He goes on further. Shiyase Guf Echad. Rambam says you have to make something one. Make something one. Well, the way how it's also brought down from Chaim Kanievsky, person comes to his house, he puts a bed into his bedroom, puts it in the corner, and that bed will stay there for 20 years. Is that boino? You put a table in his place for 20 years. Is that boino? Is that one with the house? Is that bed one with the house? No, it's in a part and parcel of the house. It does not move any. You're leaving it there. It stays in the corner of the house. We might take it, move it for Pesach. Well, chutzpah is that you keep it there. You go away every Pesach. Like, whoever moves it, why move it? Because mommy makes you do it, fine. But if no, like, a bach is here. Has this bed ever been moved? So what? Put it there on Shabbos, it'll be nice to be also over there. So everyone understands it's not part. But yet you put a rock that's not connected to the ground for landscaping, that's an issue derived of boino. Why? Because rock in the ground, a big rock at a neighbor, and a massive rock and put it there. Until suddenly they stole it. They took a crane to steal it. They had a massive rock in front of the guy's house. Don't know why he had it there for night. Then the mice, that's their iso. Be a bed, a massive heavy bed in the corner of the room, that's mutter. Why? Because that's be part and parcel. That's an alabez of boino. Building upon that, you said to alabez. The question is, how do you understand that? You studied. Then you're putting up wallpaper on the house. That about it, that's boino, the iso. Putting up Pashkevilim in the street. You hang them up and you put up all these things over there about Levi's and stuff like that. Whatever, anything they want to say over. So the Orcha Shabbos, that's not boino. That's something on top of the wall. Not part of the wall. That's not... Is that toif? Is that boino? That's nothing. It's not part of something. So they start analyzing and clearing. Curtains of a house. What are curtains? For example, this is a Lesabas Oizim. What's the case over here when a person, I bought my house for my shochein, my friend, the apartment I'm living in right now, the tenai was, everything that's part of the house is mine, everything that's not part of the house is yours. So what's part of the house? A curtain is part of the house, or something that's on top of the house? And a couple of questions, Lalocha, we came up, we asked the Rav, what's a mezuzah? That was a child in the Gaitos. Who actually owns the mezuzahs? That was in the contract with the mezuzahs, top of the house or part of the house? What's that one over here? Fine, but same idea. What do you look at it? I mean, you can't take off the wallpaper. That's part of the house over here. Light bulbs. It's a great question. What is part of the house over here? So curtains. I think most people say it's not part of the house. It's top of the house. You could argue the point. What's a rug on the wall? What's a picture on the wall? That means it sounds like the Achorim is arguing the point over here is that everyone agrees to your side. That everyone understands that a table in the corner of the room, a vod is not part of the house. Now things that are on top of the house, that could be part of the house, that's even the Shikhal Das question, the Chaznish, where's the Mishnah Berurah, is that boino? No sheiches. That's just something that's top of the house. That part of the house or not part of the house. That's the Havon that seems to be in the Machalikis over here. Now, take a step further. It seems among the Svarim, most Pashkim are going to be Mekel on all Vilons, an old case over here of Sadinim on the wall, even Mekrius. How the Sforum like be Choshev of the Chaznish? So let's go with the, try now to understand the Gedder according to the Chaznish.
What does it mean even Mekrius? Screw your Vinon onto the wall,
Mutter? It could be when you screw it in, you might argue the point that, no, that's part of the wall already. Maybe not. That's a great question.
Yeah, the screw's already.
That's a great question. That's a great question. We said over there, when you want to put up a hook into the wall and put up, that we said correct. But you have to know what the functional mirror is. No, no, that, actually, that, that's part of that. No one will tell you, when you leave the house, and the guy takes your curtain, with the other, the next person will say, you're part of the house? No, but you take, you undo that, the guy will say, yes, your time is, right? You yourself understand it's a chilek. You, again, you understand the chilek, just you want to ask me, fine? So you understand it. Everyone understands it's a chilek, right? What's good in it and versus the curtains. So now, in the chazanish, his words are dark and lasiyon. Something that dark might be removed. That might be the something that's mutter. So let's analyze what this, again. All of them seem to be chesed lechaznish. What dark and lasiyon? For example, person puts up the luach hashana. He has a yearly calendar and he puts them on the wall. What is luach hashana? Is dark and lasiyon? Yeah, every year you have to switch the luach hashana. So what is that dark and lasiyon? No, that's a long time. The chodeshani says, what luach hashana? That's about dark and lasiyon. Avada, you have to every year change it. Not only that, because you have a clock on the wall and has a battery to it. After a couple of years, you have to take it off the battery. Switch it. So the Chodeshani, yeah, Avada is Dark Lasiyon. Why? Because every couple of years, you have to take it off. And then they back down the daily savings, right? Right, they don't have that. So that's. He said every couple of years, even though it's battery, you might have to go save it. Yeah, everyone learns the hard way of name back. Everyone's off by now, right? Atzala Shani, same as Shalman Nisim, being down from the Rebbe of Noivet, Shmir Shabbatul Chosai. And he asked, what about a case of Proiches that, you know, once a year we switch it for Yom Neroyim for different Proiches? Once a year? The Proiches? That is not Dark Lassiron. Well, once a year, Dark Lassiron. No, and that says, even twice a year. Not only that, he says, what do you think? The Moed Geshem and the Mashav Ruach that you switch around the Shelet every 6 months, that's Dark Lassiron. Well, that's not Dark Lassiron. Leaving them at 6 months at a time. That's the Chalagetic Fierce Korn, the Chazish Hatzotzer. So, first, what Dark Lassiron? We have one, the Chodashoni says, years, that's Dark Lassiron. One says, the Shelet Mashav Ruach Moed Atol, the same time, that's not Dark Lassiron. So, first, we have an argument, might say, what's Dark Lassiron? That's Aleph. Second, seems to be another Machlokes. Is that when you read the Chaznish slowly, he seemed to say 2 points over here. Number one, he says, is made to go off and on. Oh, he should totally rough his shenoich lasiyoi. He hung up something that's very loose, that's easy to move. That means not that you actually move it up and off and off and on, but it seems to be the yisoy that it can be removed constantly, and it's easy to take off the ma'aseh mutter. Meaning, basically, pictures. You have pictures with a hook. It falls off the picture on Shabbos. Can you put the picture back on to the wall on Shabbos? Now, to be clear, what? Oh, it's like my father, as always, is right. That's in my picture, there are really three different sugyas. One sugya, Mitag, sugya, Chasar, and Kiss, Mokshah. A second sugyo of kriyas mokum. Look at Simon Shinchasiv Dun Aleph, Kain Muktamach Muskufoi. A third sugyo mitzad sugyo boino. Three different sugyos we have to put together. And in the Gedech Sarkis, the answer is, has a choshev it is. Fine, standard pictures are not a problem. You have a Michelangelo, you have any other issues. Fine. Now, the second thing is, no, Michelangelo, like, the face is like all broken and crooked, like, ridiculous. Fine. The second thing is Kriyas Mokum. Now, Kriyas Mokum, I know the Chanish Maisei is Machmer, Nechle Gen Mokum Machmer Skufoi. Again, most boys came, seem to argue, no Makar for it, or Moshe, not that way. We don't have no Chumra of Kriyas Mokum. Focusing now, Mitzad Sugya Boino. What about a picture on the wall? Is that Nechle Gen Boino? Says the Orcha Shabbos in Parakhes and the Parakhes. Says, according to Chanish, the Sui, the Dark and Lassiron, is also something that's easy and rough around the wall. According to Chanish, the Maisei, the picture should be Mutter. So you've been in Shabbos goes this way, Rav Karp goes this way, Rav Lerner goes this way. Tzad HaShanim doesn't want to argue. The Chodashani, we go to Sefer of Israel. The Maisei won't argue and say at the end of the day, the Maisei says something, you leave the Olam. The Maisei says, the Metzias is not Dark and Lassiron. Maisei, Rav Rubin, gave a Shabbos Tshuva Drosha this year, Toshim Pei Dalet. And he writes over there, the same shtickle, Apisora, let's read the Chanish slowly, comes out, the Maisei picture should be Mutter. However, in the Orchse Beinu Nechelikei, which now the new prints are in Chelik Aleph, they went over the Esther Chaznish about pictures. And it's brought down over there. The Chaznish Mai says, Osir.
It's not the wall or
pictures on the wall. Why? Mitzvah Sugya Boino. As Boino. He says, Oza Boino. And it's brought down over there that Rav Shapiro, the Tzatzal, who is Rosh Kol of the Chandish Bezin, had a Masa Mash with him. Why should we also? Why is the Chandish? It says, Oser. Therefore, in Tavshin Peidal, the Urcha Shabbos, the Rebbe writes, Deloik Maisha Kosov the Savior Urcha Shabbos. They can make mistakes on this sometimes. Maisha the Chandish himself, he asked it. So I'm not arguing the Urcha Shabbos, but the Rav Rubin argued the Savior Urcha Shabbos. So, the Maisa, that means the Izzy said, and what did all the Shram do with the Chadnish? Again, the Numa Shram seemed to understand the simple reading, or not the simple reading, the Avon of the Chadnish was, if it's rough or you should be motor. Maisa Chadnish himself, the Maisa Kamung to Aser. If the Kamung, you want to be Chosh of the Chadnish, it should be that even if it's easy to remove and take her out, should be also if you can leave something there, Lo'ilam. A picture, Lo'ilam should be also out, Poino. Again, as Halokha, you want to tell me to put up on Shabbos a picture? I hear this Rosh argue. Pashtun Mishnah Brewer saying no problem. Rambam saying no problem. The case over here of what? Of Sadinim Lanoi is Mamsa case of a picture. A Pashtun means Lo'ilam. If so, if you want me to judge the Chadish, you can't put it up. Let's just even another question. You have keys inside a door by the case of the base, a key say called Mafteach Efes. It's called Zero Mafteach. Now, what do you do with the key? You put it in, and how long do you leave it there for? Lo'ilam, right? That's what you do. So let's say the key falls out. Can you put the mafteich inside? Is that nichel to get it? Oh, boy, no. So, no, I'm not sure that's true. Not sure that's true. No, again, not. Is that nichel? It's a boy, the right, the kohen chadish, to put it in on Shabbos. I mean, you move it to Dira first time, put it inside, leave it in the oilam. I can tell me, you have das, take it out, maybe it doesn't even work. Yishlod. So, my son, the Issam Khan Knievsky. He says, Yesh L'chalik. What is the function of what you're coming to go do over here? By the case of the picture on the wall, what are you coming to go do? You want it on the wall. It's for the wall. And then, since it's a Te'elos for the wall, not because you know other place to go put the picture, I want to make nice the wall. So it's being part of the wall. Over here, Be'etzim, you take the key out of the bathroom, except, why? You're lazy. No other place to put it. From the side. So nothing to do with it. So I leave it there because I leave it there. Not coming to make nice the door. Not coming to make a better tzura for the door. Not coming to make a function for the door. It's just, I got to put it somewhere, so I leave it there. My house, I put my pocket. Some people actually have it on they tie it up, they should lose it. Tie it up with inside the door. It's more because of a sugya of convenience. And that's what Chaim says, what? You put a bed in it for 20 years, nice, it'll be awesome. I leave it there for convenience. Not going to make the room nicer. I put them inside the bed, not inside the room. Depends why it's there for. Inside the wall, that's put into the wall. The curtain's for the wall. Sadim is for the wall. I'm making a dark and less serum. Why otherwise doing something to the wall? It's for the wall. That's making kuv echa, that's for the wall. You're doing it why? Mitzad, the bed has to be somewhere. The table has to be somewhere. The key has to be somewhere. Leave it there. That mice is mut over here. Why? That's not making something kuv echa. That's leaving it somewhere over there. Maisa, you get the pictures. Again, the two sides, this one won't be machmer. Again, the lot of people are very lax. You see, Matthias, pictures fall, put up all the time. Could we argue the point that Sakhla Sima falls all the time? I doubt that's true over here. But Maisa, I'll be sourced by the steamers of Mishnah Berurah. The place is, even La'ilam, the Maisa should be mutter. Why? It has no kshivas to it. It's not part of the wall. It's not necessarily get a binyan over here. And therefore, it should not be a bayah sarkis or kviyas makim or bayna. Maisa, this one might be machmer over here. Two sides over here. Yesh v'yesh. Bishop, next time we mumps the circular surface and onwards, that's awful.